This is Ron Moss Ministries. I couldn't help but reflect yesterday or last night as I was leaving work. I thought about the fact that my daughter is a senior in high school this year and on her way to college, and probably will end up getting a part-time job, and probably, you know, hopefully down the road she'll, you know, find out what her career profession will be and get excited about that particular job market or career market and go on and do some wonderful, great things. And I couldn't help but kind of reflect back to what it was like to look back some umpteen years and look at where, you know, how it used to be to look for a job and or career. And in actuality, when I was growing up, I probably never heard the word career as more than I heard the word getting a job. You know, I grew up in an era where, you know, your parents were fortunate enough to take care of a family. In my case, my father was in the military. So, you know, we kind of grew up partly in our neighborhood area of Clemson, and then we eventually moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia, and lived on a naval base until I graduated from high school. But I always had a job, and I can remember as far back as being in high school, playing football, running track, but on the weekends, you know, I had to work because that was the directive given to me by my parents that you were all, it was five of us, and you were too old for us to continue to give you money to get buy your clothes, and you wanted money to go out, and you had the ability to go and work and do all those things yourself. And I can remember my first job being working in a restaurant, the Lighthouse Restaurant in Virginia Beach. And used to come in early in the morning, and we had to prep all the seafood for that day, for that morning. Cut shrimp, you know, crack eggs. And I'm not talking about just cut shrimp. I'm talking about cut 40, 50, 60, 80 pounds of shrimp. Open up 7, 8, 9 cases of eggs. I mean, it was a lot to prep before we would open the restaurant up. And we got paid every other week. And if I'm not mistaken, I can think back that far, maybe a couple $100 every other week. And I had to separate, you know, at least a few dollars to buy me a pair of jeans. You know, at that time, that was really all I was buying was jeans and maybe a T-shirt, maybe once a month, you know, just to stay ahead of the fact that I was using that money. And of course, as I got older and went to school and went to college and still trying to find out what I was supposed to be or what I was supposed to do, still work jobs, you know, and eventually got into the retail market and saw myself in that area growing and managed retail stores and then eventually ended up into the nonprofit arena. It's where I finally found, I believe, what the Lord had called me to do, and that was to work with people. And I believe that part of the preparing for that was working in the job market, you know, working with people, different people. I think part of it was living on a naval base, living around different people, different nationalities of people who sons and daughters, moms or dads were in the military. And I saw all that kind of being part of shaping who I am today. But what really I really want to kind of look at just for the next few minutes is how the job market, or how we look at folk now, or how we look at jobs now, opposed to how we looked at them then. You know, I'm one of these people that believe in relationships. I believe that I don't care what kind of industry it is. I don't care what type of job it is. I don't care if it's a part-time job or a full-time job. I believe in relationships. I believe in good customer service. Even now, if I go to a restaurant, whether it's drive-through or sit down, I'm really monitoring the professionalism in the restaurant. I want to be treated like a valuable customer because I want to come back. but I want to have a reason to come back. It's just not going to be the meal for me. It's going to be how I was treated until the meal came. I believe in that kind of stuff. I grew up in an era where customer service mattered. I grew up in an era where treating folk mattered. It would appear that now it would seem the tables have flipped. You know, and maybe part of it is reality TV, part of it is social media, where it's a big deal to be on social media and be on a job and be fighting not just your employees, but having an argument slash fight with your customer. None of that happened during my era of growing up, at least in my geographical location. I can't ever remember being in a restaurant, a breakfast place, a fast food place, or any of those places where the employee would literally cuss out the customer to a point of wanting to have a physical interaction or physical altercation with them. And as I look at this whole genre of what's happening now, it would appear that now even the professional, even the business owner or the business, it would appear that they don't care anymore. There's no more relationship. It's just about the bottom line, and it's just about money. It's just about how much can I get, how long is it going to take for me to get it, and it doesn't matter who I have doing it, just as long as we get what we need for now. And I believe that there are consequences that have come because of relationships being broken now, whether you want to call it business relationships, whatever type of relationships you want to title it. I call it unprofessional relationships. There used to be a such thing as customer service mattered. It used to be a thing that yes, sir, no, sir, mattered. It's ironic to me how much we honor soldiers, and rightly so. And give them their creeds. It's funny to me how we honor preachers and pastors, and rightly so. You know, it's good that we honor doctors and nurses, and rightly so. What about the everyday person that goes to work day in and day out to take care of their family? Day in and day out to do what they need to do to be a provider, to make sure there's food on the table, to make sure the light bill is paid, to make sure the water bill is paid, to make sure that they're able to get from point A to point B. You know, what happens to that everyday? Why isn't that person respected too? Or what about the businessman who's been in business for umpteen years? The Lord has allowed him to be blessed to have a business or be a part of a corporation or whatever, and to grow and grow. And now the attitude is, so what? I don't care about you. All I care about is the bottom line. There are consequences that come, and I'm not talking about people coming and doing any wrong to anybody. What I'm talking about is that, you know, I believe in that old saying, to a point, what goes around will come around. If you treat people bad, there's a good possibility you're going to get bad business. If you treat people good, there's a good possibility your business will continue to grow. If you act good, there's a good opportunity that good people are going to be around you. If you act bad, there's a good possibility bad people are going to be around you. If you're on a job and everybody on the job has a get over spirit, or I'm not here to give 100% spirit, then there's a good possibility that business is not going to flourish. That business is going to fail. If you're in a corporation where it's just about the bottom line and it's just about money, who cares who does the job? Who cares about promotion? Who cares about money? Who cares about making more than minimum wage? Then there's a good possibility that job won't be around for another 10, 20 years. It's really scary now to look at my daughter's generation that's coming and what they're beginning to walk into. I can only pray and hope that relationships come back and come back ASAP. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.